Hello.
Hi, it's Rick there.
Yeah, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Rick?
What?
Hi. How do you, you just wash strawberries with water, right?
Right, just rinse them off.
Okay. And then you slice them, right?
Slice them. You take out the little green thing.
Right.
Pull those out and just slice them.
Okay.
Okay?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
The pancakes ready?
About 5 more minutes, okay?
Okay,
come
give me
over
a
then.
Oh, okay, I'll come up.
Because I'm cooking things, all right?
Okay, bye-bye. Is Rick there?
No, he's not.
Okay, thanks.
I think he's playing golf.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Lori.
Yes.
This is Rick.
Where are you?
I'm playing golf.
Still?
I know. We just finished 9 holes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's busy today.
Yeah, we had to wait an hour and a half, and then people that we've been waiting for slow.
No,
so
right.
I just wanted to tell you I won't be there, but when I'm about to finish the back nine.
Okay.
We might go to Oasis, okay?
Oh, okay. That'd be fine.
You like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see probably around 6, okay?
You think 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I ought to be home.
What time did y'all leave, 11?
10:30.
Rick, y'all are going to be there till 8 tonight.
I hope not. Things are going faster now.
Are they?
Uh-huh.
Was everybody off today from work?
Do what? I don't know.
Oh, well.
We're about to tee off, so I'll talk to you when I get back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Rick.
What?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You know what?
What?
They're taping us off.
Don't tell them.
Okay, we won't tell them.
Did you make some of that juice?
Do what?
Did you make some of that juice?
What juice?
Like Welch's juice? That would be good right now.
Why, do you want some?
Yeah, that would be kind of good right now.
Kind of good right now?
Well, can you tell me who Russell is taking to prom now?
Russell's going to be taking this girl named Danielle.
Danielle?
Cross upstream.
A French girl.
What?
A French girl.
Danielle.
Why couldn't you tell me to begin with?
Well, why? Well, Daryl just blew the head of the bag, and Russell probably is going to beat the hell out of him now.
Oh.
Because, like, Dad goes, Daryl's in trouble.
He just
blew
really?
The bag. And I go, yeah, I said you better stop Daryl's death.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So Daryl's in trouble.
Oh. What? I don't see what the big deal is, people knowing who Russell is taking to prom. I mean...
Well, everybody
really,
else
Rick?
Knows. Maybe Russell just doesn't want us to know. I don't know. Maybe he wants to surprise us with his girlfriend. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yo, look, this is my girlfriend, guys.
Yeah, I guess. Listen, I think I just got this Welch's cranberry grape juice out, so I think I'm going to make some, so I'll bring you over some.
I don't want any.
You don't want any?
I'm just going to drink water.
Okay.
I'm all congested because of this stupid, whatchamacallit.
Oh, pookie.
This is my fever went crazy.
It did? I'm so sorry.
The dust.
What?
Because of the dust.
Oh, dust at the golf course?
Yeah. And I'm allergic to all grasses.
All grasses?
Every single grass known to mankind. I'm pretty proud of it.
I bet you are, Pookie.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, so how much is your mom paying for our trip to...
She's only going to pay $29 for each ticket.
That's incredible.
So I guess total of what? 120?
Oh, wait.
Both ways.
But
we have to drive to Dallas. Gosh.
Oh, I get it. So it's 29 one way?
Right.
That is just incredible. It must be some kind of flight savers. You think so?
Probably. They probably give you a bucket to go to the bathroom.
That's gross. That's sick. That's like, what's his name was talking about, that People's Express or whatever to New Jersey.
Do why? What are they doing there?
Remember when we were at Robbie's and... Would you quit being so gross on the phone?
Sorry. My throat's grossed.
I'm sorry. Anyway, when we were at Robbie's, that guy Mike was talking about some cheap flight to New Jersey.
You what now? He says cheap ride to New Jersey?
Yeah, and he said it was on some cheap flight. I don't know which one it was, though.
How cheap are they?
Oh, I don't know. Sounded really cheap. Oh, remember he was talking about going to England? He said you just take your headphones and...
That was Steve.
Oh, Steve. Was Steve the real smart one?
Steve McCann, that's the Bonham McSwank.
Oh, that was him talking about that?
Yeah.
I'm getting so confused.
So confused.
Diane called me.
Why? Your dress is in shambles.
Really? No. She just probably wanted to return it. Said she'd call me tomorrow. So I said, goody.
Just kidding?
No, I said, goody.
What else did she say?
No, I didn't talk to her. Rhonda did.
Oh, is Rhonda there?
No. Whoops.
Go to Walter's?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hi, Pook.
Hi. Who was that?
What?
Who was that?
George looking for David.
Is David asleep?
No, he just came in. I don't know when he left.
He went to Holly's.
George and David. Ball. Not Tippett. What?
He left when we were on the couch.
When?
I don't know. Maybe you were on the phone or something.
What were you talking about?
I don't know. Oh, well, Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda's not there?
No, she went to Walter's. She says she's going to try to come home tonight.
She is?
Uh-huh.
Nah.
She says she's going to try. Oh, well.
I don't believe her.
You want another piece of strawberry pie?
No. I don't want to put anything else. I think I'm just going to try to get some water, break up my chest.
Yeah, drink lots of fluids, definitely. You should take some of that stuff you got.
I just did. That's what I was taking.
Oh. What kind?
Novahistine elixir.
Oh, yeah. That's what Rhonda uses. She drinks it by the gallon.
I couldn't do that, but...
She does. I don't know why she likes it. She says she loves the taste.
I often love that taste.
That medicine-y taste.
The lovely feeling when your stomach comes to your throat.
Yuck.
Okay, I'm gross.
Just a little bit. Oh.
I admit it. It's gross.
It's very gross. You sound really bad.
My allergies went way down deep.
Well, do you need to go to the allergist, do you think?
I don't know what I need to do. Allergists are... I haven't gone to an allergist in so long. And they're so expensive.
Yeah, but your medical will pay for it.
No, they don't pay for allergies.
They don't?
Insurance doesn't pay for allergies.
It does too, doesn't it?
I don't think so. Because that's why it's always been so expensive.
Wow.
Because I think it's not like...
Kind of like dental.
It's like something that's not necessary.
Bull? It's pretty necessary.
I mean,
you die.
I'm pretty sure they don't. Unless you have something major done.
Or unless maybe...
Like the test, an allergy test that may be under that, but like allergy shots may just... What are they, David? What are you doing? You make Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid, drink it. Paul George and David Ball. Okay. That's all they called. George called twice. No? Where is it? What? Okay. Bye. Okay.
Okay.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because, I mean, if that was the case, I don't think they'd be very expensive, but they're real expensive, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm
I would assume they're not, because it's not necessary. It's not like life-threatening unless it's really bad, and then...
Yeah, but going to the doctor isn't really life-threatening either.
I don't know.
I thought you knew everything.
I don't know everything.
Everything.
My mother just told me to go.
Your mom did?
I mean, I didn't have a choice. You're going to the allergist. Oh.
Your mom told me when? Your mom told you when?
All my life.
Oh, I thought she meant just recently on the phone.
No.
She? Your mom is positive, positive. Rick?
Do what?
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am. I can't hear you.
Oh. I said your mom is positive, positive. It's her slogan.
Slogan?
Yes.
Yes. Can you say yes?
Yes.
Oh, my nose is running down, too.
Well, do you want me to let you go?
No. Why are you going to complain?
Complain? Yeah, I need to read some.
You going to play over here?
Over here? Yeah, I'll come play over there. Made my Welch's grape juice. Ew, I tried it just straight out of the can. It is so sweet.
Right.
Undiluted. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby?
Baby.
Did you say ooh, baby?
I said ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Anyway.
I always wanted to be ooh, baby. Can I be ooh, baby?
Yeah. You can.
Please?
Okay, you can. Well, I guess I'm going to bring my ambition book over there and read a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Cookie.
Bye.
Hello?
Rick.
What?
Hi. I called the BMW place, and they said that no charge on that on my battery. They just did a bunch of stuff to it. They didn't have to replace a new battery, so evidently it's okay.
Okay.
So I guess we can go get it whenever. I mean, there's not... I mean, I'd like to get it, but you have class when?
12:30. No, I don't have class till late.
But I have class at 12:30.
You're the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. I don't think we can make it out there in time for me to get back, do you?
Depends how long they keep you there.
Probably not very long. All I have to do is pick up my car.
Other than, I don't know, it probably shouldn't take more than 30 minutes.
No. And then you could just take me to class.
What?
And then you could just take me to class. Right.
What? Take you to class.
Yeah.
It's getting out of control, Pookie.
Oh, it is, is it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Oh, Pookie, it's not.
I think you're going to forget how to walk here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just train you like an infant.
Oh, yeah, real nice.
It'll be terrible.
Mm-hmm. What are you eating?
Potato chip.
Did you have something to eat?
Do I have something to eat?
Did you?
I'm eating a sandwich.
Oh, a sandwich. Well, I'm going to bring over my broccoli and I'll eat it with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amy?
Hi, Lori.
Hi, is Mom home?
Mom, Lori.
Amy?
Uh-huh.
How's it going?
Oh, fine. I got my braces off today.
You got your braces off?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I know. You're excited. I'm excited.
You know, I haven't seen Jenny with hers off, I don't think.
I don't think she has either, so it'll be double trouble.
It'll be double thrills for me.
Yes, I'm driving.
I know. You're just set.
Oh, there was a bad wreck on Skelman. Bad, Rick. I had to go between all these flares. Sweet Daddy.
Oh.
I miss you and I love you.
I love you too.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, darling.
How's it going?
How's it going with you?
It's going fine.
Oh, It is?
Yes, it is.
Well, that is just marvelous.
I know, I know.
Well, everything's going fine.
I got my car back from the shop.
Okay, what was wrong with it?
They checked the battery. They drained the acid and all the stuff out of the battery to check it. They checked all the stuff and couldn't find really anything wrong with the battery. I think they replaced fluids, but they didn't charge me anything.
They replaced the battery?
No, they did not. No, they didn't. I don't. They did, like, you know, they replaced fluids or something.
Yeah, fluid in the battery.
And they turned off the lights, the inspection lights, you know, that's always been on.
Yeah.
And they said that it's fine, and then they told me that I should bring it in at 15,000 miles, so.
Yeah. Well, that, what'd they charge you?
Nothing.
Yeah, great.
Oh, I was happy.
But your battery's working fine?
Yeah, it seems to be hadn't died yet. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know
what it could have been.
Well, what's going on besides that?
Not much. What else? I wanted to see if Mom had found out about the condominium, definitely.
Yeah. She did?
I wanted to see if she did.
Oh, you want to see if she did?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a pretty great idea, really.
Yeah, I know. It'd be great.
Hey, you know what? I sure wish you could fly in Sunday morning.
Oh, really?
Do they have flights into San Antonio? I mean, for Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you fly in Saturday morning? Because we want to go to that church Sunday.
Oh.
And maybe you could fly back Sunday afternoon.
That'd be good. Are you sure you want me to fly in?
How much does it cost?
It's like 34 one way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's not real cheap.
Yeah, that's $68.
Yeah.
Maybe not, darling. We're going to go forward to church, but I want you to go with us, but...
I want to go too, but you'll go ahead and go. I mean, there's no reason for y'all to wait on me as much as you already have, and, you know, I think I should just go ahead and go, and then...
Hey, you got your Sears card in the mail.
I heard. Mom told me.
Isn't that great?
Yes, I can go buy lots of new things
now.
Bull
corn. You
pay on your bill. I know. I'm going to go pick up my last check from the Republican Party, and I'm going to pay for my Dillard's bill with that, so I'll have my Dillard's cleared.
How about your Visa?
Visa is not cleared. Visa's going to take a while, but we've made an ADR payment, so... Hopefully this summer I can just wipe it all out. You know.
Don't get behind on your payments. If you have $20 a month,
you
should spend $20 or $30 or whatever.
Oh, I know. I know. Definitely not getting behind. I mean, you can pay as little as $20 a month. So, I mean, your interest. Pardon me.
How much have you paid?
80.
Yeah.
80 something. 85 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's great, darling. Keep those accounts, because they will go with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, I know. You should have read this letter that Rick wrote his mom. I mean, that his mom wrote Rick, and he had just gotten a credit card from, like, JCPenney or somewhere. And she wrote him this, like, page-and-a-half letter on about the bad things about credit cards, and they can ruin you, son, and they can put you in debt and all these kind of things.
That's the reality of it, really.
She, I know. She goes, my interest for my credit card bill alone was $37 just for interest. So I was going, oh my.
Yeah, it's pretty much, really.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm off Saturday night, so we may just run down Saturday night and then go on down somewhere else and fiddle around. I don't know, but I'll tell you before we come.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing well.
I'm doing fine. I think I'm going to get a B in my history class. I wanted to get an A because it's just a stupid requirement, but I got a 77 on my exam today and an 83 on the last one, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I studied at least 10 hours for this dadgum test.
You made 78?
So, yeah, 77. It was just so hard, but we can go into that later. It's not worth talking about on long distance for...
Yeah, here's Mom.
Okay.
Okay, we love you. We'll talk to you. Okay,
I love you too, Dad.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
What's going on?
I just wanted to ask you a favor, too. Can you call Woodrow Wilson and ask them or tell them that I need a transcript sent to, I need it really sent down to me, but you might be able to pick it up from them, and then you can send it to me, because you know how schools can be pretty slow about getting things in the mail and stuff.
Okay.
Okay? So if you could just do that.
What's wrong with our phone?
What's wrong with it?
I can barely hear you.
You can?
Well, sounds like you're in a tunnel or something.
It does?
Are you in a tunnel?
Yeah, I'm in a tunnel.
How come you need a transcript?
Okay, well, see, my communication, my requirements for Spanish say that I have had prior Spanish experience in high school, and they do not have a high school transcript. Therefore, the Spanish that I'm taking is not going to apply to my major, and it has to apply. I mean, it has to. So all they need is a transcript from my high school, and it should show my Skyline record and also my Woodrow Wilson record. And, you know, the fastest way, I think, to do it would be to call the school and tell them, and then you maybe would pick it up and then send it to me.
Because
I just need to get it into the office before I leave, you know, for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Or for Dallas, Big
okay,
B.
Okay, I sure will, honey.
Okay.
What else is going on?
Well, and I wanted to see, you know, if how the condominium was. Hi, is Rick there?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Rick.
What?
It's your beloved.
What?
What are you doing?
Reading my book.
Oh, that's good. You all watching television?
No.
Okay. I'm going to come up and read.
Notes and reading my book.
That's good. I was going to tell you. Oh, guess what? I think Wendy wants to ask Michael to the spring fling, the Kappa thing that's coming up May 2nd.
Spring fling, what's that?
It's the thing with the thetas and kappas. It's like
Kite and Key.
Yeah. Kite and Key. Do you think it should
have... She said he was already invited to that.
Michael? No, not Mike Whitaker. Michael Patton.
Oh.
I mean, she just wanted me to see if he's still in love or if he, you know, if he wanted to go. So maybe you could call him and see. You want me to call him?
Yeah, I guess. You better call him.
Okay. Just to see what he felt like. You never know. What do you think?
You know Mike.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Well, she definitely... See, Mike would have got asked by Theta. Did I tell you that?
Right.
Yeah. So, she was going to bend out because she was going to ask him. But, she wasn't going to let me get her down, and she wanted me to find her somebody else to go out with, and she said, well, I've only had a chance to talk to Michael, but he seems really fun, and we'd have a good time, and we could all double and stuff like that.
Fine.
So, it's going to be real casual, so it wouldn't be any big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, if he couldn't go, I think she should ask Robbie. She doesn't know him very well, but he'd be great fun.
Yeah, Robbie would be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. He'd be good.
Has he met her before?
He's met her, but he didn't have really a chance to talk to her. I think she's only really gotten a chance to talk to Michael.
Oh, okay.
So, if Michael doesn't work out, you know, she's just thinking of Michael because she knows him more than she knows Robbie.
Yeah.
But Robbie would still be good.
Robbie would be fine.
Uh-huh.
Robbie would be good.
Uh-huh.
Wendy wouldn't have to be worried about rape as much as with Robbie, but...
Oh, Michael wouldn't be like that, especially with a friend of mine, I don't think. Would he?
Let's put it this way. The boy lives for one thing. And Robbie was telling me this.
Really?
He lives, breathes, and dies by it every waking moment. He told you.
I know.
It is. I mean, I never stopped to think about it.
Yeah.
The time I'm talking about that, you know, but now no Michael's like, that's all he does talk about.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, that's true.
No, I mean, Mike would be a lot of fun, but, if he gets drunk or whatever.
Oh, Wendy could definitely handle him, though.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Wouldn't be any big deal. Well, let me let you go study, and I think I'll call Michael now. And, see, because she was really definite on me, making sure he didn't...
It's May 2nd?
Yeah, next Friday.
Oh, it's a week already?
Yeah, not this Friday, but next Friday.
Gosh.
Yep, you don't have to get a text for that, though.
I know.
Look at you.
Casual.
Yes, very casual. Need to go to Chapter to find out how casual, though.
Well, didn't Wendy go tonight?
No. Stephanie went. Stephanie's not in a very good mood, so she wasn't really real talkative. You know that guy John that she was going out with?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's not asking him, because they've broken up good. So she didn't really have anybody to ask, and I said I'd set her up, and she goes, no, I really wouldn't want to go with anybody to spend money on him. I just don't want to spend money on something I don't even know. I mean...
That's right. I can see that.
I can, too. I can see that, but then again, well, I can see that, you know. But if it's a chance to meet someone and go have a good time, I went out on blind dates and had a good time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
No,
Who are you saying that's right to?
You.
Oh.
Nobody else I'm talking to. I'm over here. La-di-da.
David's not over there?
Well, yeah, he's in his room now with Holly.
Of course.
She's typing her paper.
Oh. Oh. The paper that she finally got done.
It was due today, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I think I'll just write mine and take it to a typing service.
You are?
Yeah.
When's it due?
Thursday.
Oh.
Take it in Thursday morning.
Typing services are expensive, though.
Yeah, but I'm too slow.
Rick, I can type fast. I can't believe I don't have that much time, though.
Yeah, I'll just take it in there. It'll only cost me a few dollars. I don't care.
How many pages do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be maybe 5 pages. That's only a dollar. They don't charge more than a dollar a page, so.
Some places do.
Some places do, but some places don't.
Yeah.
A little bargain shopping and I'll find out.
That's true. Just look in the Daily Texan.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
So, Pookie.
Okay.
Why, well, Pookie? What are you doing, Pookie?
I'm taping our conversation. That's what I'm doing.
I hope not.
I am.
Why?
Because I have to have it for class.
You're not supposed to be taping our conversation. That's illegal.
It is not.
The graduate students are screwed in the head when you hear this tape.
Rick, this is supposed to be...
It's going to be some psychoanalytical stuff. I can tell. You're going to do that. Uh-huh.
Quit doing that. This is supposed to be like a regular, normal conversation.
Well, it was until you told me that.
I know.
People are going to think, oh, you're a little Freudian stuff, aren't you?
Stop. Stop that, Rick. I'm going to get in trouble. You know what Wendy said?
What?
She goes, I told her that, you know, you can put restrictions on this, and, like, you can make it, you know, you can say, I don't want anyone to hear this for a year. And, I mean, they keep pretty tight to their restrictions, George told me. George is my teacher. And, but they said that, you know, like, you can say, only the dean of the department can hear it, only my teacher can hear it, only graduate students can hear it, only, you know, anything. You can put anything on it that you want. And he said, you know, you can also say, only within a year can someone listen to this. And I mean, I'm sure they adhere to that pretty much. But she was saying, you know, if you graduated in a year, you can always just give them a blank tape and say, no one should hear this for 2 years or something. And, you know, they just never know.
That's terrible.
But I'm an honest student. I wouldn't even think of something like that.
Yes, she's bucking for an A. Listen to her. Yes.
Oh, Rick, stop that. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't. Anyway, well, I think I need to call Michael and tell him, and then I'll call you back and tell you what he says.
You're not listening to me.
What?
Oh, I said, what was Rhonda doing?
I don't know.
Okay. I guess just call me back after you talk to Michael.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call you back in a few minutes. I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Is Rick there?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
What do you want?
Rick.
What?
Hi, I called Michael.